Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. And we're back on a Monday when we said we weren't coming back until Tuesday.
So but from now on, we'll be on Tuesday.
From this day going forward, outside of special occasions, we're going to do Tuesdays, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For the summer.
Right, because Joey has softball.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm like
girlfriend.
Fiance. Well, I'm like mom manager of the team.
Good job. What does that include?
Financial
responsibility?
No,
you have to
it
bring
just
food, don't you?
No, it just I just like
oranges.
No, thank goodness.
Capri Sun.
No, I just keep the like track of like the records, like who scores, who you know, like make sure everybody gets turned going up to bat, kind of thing. Like put that schedule together, make sure they all have their T-shirts cleaned. So that kind of is like a pain.
Okay.
Hold their keys and all their stuff.
So I was going to sit here and surprise you with all these shows that were canceled. And I can't look at this website because I'm about to cry. There have been new ones added.
Oh.
It's like the sweeps. Anyway. So softball, you're saying.
Yeah. So I'm not just dedicated girlfriend. I'm mom manager.
Girl
manager.
Awesome. And that's that's time with him. So that's good.
Always
good.
If you could count that. I mean, he's on the field. I'm on the bench. But
right.
It's nice because the other girlfriends come sporadically, not every Monday, which is why I do the record keeping, plus they wouldn't know how to do that, I don't know. Like we'll bring wine if we're all going to be there.
I was going to say, is there drinking involved?
Oh, of course.
Because when my ex was a big softball player and there had to be alcohol involved.
Well, it was really funny because like the nickname for us was like the stuck up team, because there was like a couple other teams that would come and they'd have like they'd bring like pies of pizza or like burritos or like cheap stuff like that. And like us girls would be sitting there with like shrimp cocktail, like cheese board. Wow. Cause we would all just bring like the stuff we had from like the weekends kind of get togethers and stuff. So
right.
We always looked really prissy.
Dang. Well, that sounds like fun. And I don't think anyone will care if we do Tuesdays, right? I feel like Mondays are so chaotic. Like at work, I'm always like,
exactly.
I have to leave because Ashley's going to be at my house before I am. And that always feels like
and
I
we were
feel
moving
bad.
Them because we had stuff going on. And then like with holidays on Mondays. So
right. This will all just work out better.
It will.
Okay, let's jump into these canceled television shows.
I'm nervous.
I'm
like
out.
You have me nervous. You've seen the list.
And there's new ones that have been added. It's that time of year. They're going through and canceling to
axing everything.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't have the, like, mental capacity or the emotional capacity attached to new shows anymore.
So I'm going to start off with some that I don't think you even watch. But The Crazy Ones, Robin Williams.
I started and I couldn't get into it. I'm kind of glad.
Canceled. Friends with Better Lives.
I
just started. It just started. For
they
Pete's
canceled
sake.
It already?
Yes. James Vanderbeek is, we're yelling. I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
James That's... Vanderbeek is my TV husband.
Okay. I don't even care about James Vanderbeek. The redhead in it.
Yes.
So I loved her from, do you remember I used to talk all the time about the show Whitney?
Mm-hmm.
She was in that show and I loved her.
Yeah.
And I love her in this show.
Canceled.
I can't, my best friend is going to die. She's the one who introduced me to it.
Bad Teacher, which has been on for like 2 weeks.
I didn't get into
it. It was kind of bad. So
okay.
I'm not surprised that Nashville did get renewed for season 3. That was touch and go. I was very thankful. The Bachelor got renewed.
Why?
Hey, now.
I'd much rather see Friends with Better Lives.
Suburgatory got canceled.
I had been trying for years to get into that show, and I just couldn't do it, so I'm kind of glad.
Super Fun Night canceled.
I heard that they were renewing it, though.
Nope.
I was upset. Oh, my gosh. This is going to... All the shows I just got emotionally attached to. This is why I don't bother with the new pilot shows.
Mixology?
I tried. Canceled. Couldn't do it.
Trophy Wife. Canceled.
Seriously, my whole calendar has just cleared up.
I'm the same way. I'm like...
Oh. There goes my DVR. So glad I got one.
Hopefully, they'll get some new fabulous shows that we can get into.
I'm thinking that... Did The Miller... Is The Millers on that list?
I don't know. I'm looking. You watch that show, huh?
I love that show. That's the only one that's left for me.
Hold on. I'm looking. I'm
The Millers, how about Mom?
Grey's Anatomy got renewed.
Okay, I knew that. I'm kind of ready for that one to be over.
And you never know what else is going to come out. Because, dang, I looked at this list on Saturday, and I was like, oh, wow, that's intense. I don't see Mom or The Millers. So
good.
Either way, it hasn't been renewed or canceled as far as I can see. But that's a lot.
So potentially I could have two shows to watch.
What the heck? Anyway, very sad.
And my summer show, this is the last summer for it. So the
only one I really was like, she's going to be devastated, was Trophy Wife. And then I forgot about Super Fun Night. You got me onto that. And I didn't know you watched Friends with Better Lives.
We haven't
discussed this. I hate that we don't work together anymore.
I know. I guess I kind of forgot. Like that. Yeah.
I know. Me too. I just go to my DVR and it's there.
Yeah, and it's there. Exactly. Oh, this is like the worst year in television for me. Christina's leaving Grey's.
Mm-hmm.
True Blood is getting... This is the last summer for True Blood.
I don't watch that.
I'm just like...
I tried to sit down and watch Scandal.
I can't do it.
And that's... I'm like three seasons behind. And it's an hour show. And it didn't rope me in like Pretty Little Liars did.
Yeah.
So, I can't.
All the shows that
I know. Yeah. And none of them Steve likes. So, he's going to be like, see...
Yeah, Joey's going to be ecstatic.
I know. But Steve doesn't like Two Broke Girls. You don't watch that either.
Mm-mm.
And I think it's hilarious. Hilarious.
I can't believe they're canceling all of them.
I know.
Who the heck makes these decisions?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's about money. Like, Nashville almost didn't get renewed because...
But everybody...
The people that make it, also known as the studio, they were trying to get the city of Nashville to give some tax breaks, and they wouldn't. They're like, we don't need this show.
Yeah.
We're good. And at the, like, 13th hour, something happened where it made it come back.
I just feel like everybody I talk to watches those three shows.
I know. I was going to be so sad if Nashville got canceled. Anyway. So, I think it's James Vanderbeek. He's got a curse or something.
Man, I really do. That's awful.
I really do believe.
Super Fun Night was so good.
I know. So, how was your Mother's Day?
It was...
Let's turn to a happy, positive note.
Pretty uneventful.
Your collages.
Yes.
I loved them. You put one for your grandmother and one for your mom.
Yep.
And then I posted a picture of my mom. And then everybody else and their brother posted a picture of their mother. I was so shocked. Like, this is the first year I've noticed that.
Well, I think it's like the thing to do
now. It's very sporadic in previous years. And this year it was like, yeah. Like, I didn't notice it as much.
And I was kinda always do it, so I guess maybe I feel like...
And I have two, and I'm running out of pictures of my mother and I.
Me too.
I went to the very first one ever taken last night.
That's actually not true. I'm running out of pictures of my mother and I that...
Are appropriate?
That I like. Oh. Where I don't look like a freak baby or something.
Aw, I want to see freak baby pictures.
No, sorry.
So now I have to get ready for Father's Day, and I'm like...
I have you know, my mom was always the one behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like 1,000 pictures of like me and my grandma, me and my dad, but not as many as my mom. Like, my mom hates having her picture taken.
Which you told me. So.
So.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What'd you send her?
So my mom has a sweet tooth. Like,
yes. We talked about that. Yes.
So I actually sent her, it's really cute. It's this cookie company that she absolutely loves. And it was actually, the cookies were shaped like tulips and they put them together like as if it's a bouquet, but it's a bouquet of cookies. So she was so excited.
Oh, I bet.
When she got it, she called me and she's like, I had to hide it so nobody else eats them. She's like, I'm the only mother in the house that don't share.
I found it. It was Saturday, I went and got my nails done.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, are you a mom? And I'm like, no. Okay, you don't get a rose. So then Sunday, I go to church, and they're like, are you a mom? Nope, I didn't get a rose.
I'm like, ouch.
Dang, I should just wear a t-shirt next year.
Not a mom.
Instead of having, because it kind of made me feel like I needed a whole donut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely kind of, I think, kicked my... biologic, like I got a kick in the ovaries or something.
No, I went shopping on Saturday night, like an hour before the mall closed. We're at H&M, and I'm waiting in line to try something on because their sizes tend to run a bit big. I learned this weekend, and I'm waiting, and there's like kids everywhere, like cutting in front of me. I'm stepping on them. They're doing like the military crawl in the dressing room, and I'm like, ah,
really?
I can't handle this.
I was at the mall earlier on Saturday, and I did not feel that.
Oh,
and then,
so bad.
And then I was there Sunday, too.
So bad.
And
so bad. And I fell in love with a dress that, out of stock. That figures. Hasn't happened in a long time.
Figures.
Of course, it was one that Giselle was wearing, and of course, everyone bought it.
Oh, yeah, everyone bought it.
I could buy it for $70 on eBay. No way, Jose.
That's awful.
Yeah. Does that happen a lot with H&M? I'm just getting into their clothes. Like, their stuff's up.
Well, I think that their stuff changes all the time, but, like, their basics. So, like, if you go in there, like I've gone in there one weekend and then tried to go back the next weekend to be like, yeah, I really did want it, and that...
There was something on their wall that said, buy it today, it might be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, like, I their agree. Stuff goes quickly.
They have, like, weekend specials for, like, $2.95. I got this really cute tank top.
I got crop tops for $2. Crop top tank tops for $2.
This was, like, patterned and hot pink. Yeah. I was like, what? Do they have this every weekend? This is going to cause a problem.
Yeah.
They have a $3 item every weekend. I'm going to be going in.
Well, that's why I go there for their basics, because even, like, basic tanks are usually, like, $4 or $5.
Yeah, it's, like, 2 for $5.
Yeah, depending on which ones you get, or, like, t-shirts or long-sleeve shirts, because you know me, I'm, like, a plain Jane.
What is the HR-appropriate term for a wife beater?
Is
a ribbed tank top, I guess?
Oh, I don't know. Why is wife beater not HR-appropriate?
A wife beater? Think of it, actually.
True.
So I always feel bad every time I call it a wife beater. Anyway, they had a wife beater tank top, but it was a dress.
Oh, I've seen those before.
I wanted that. I didn't get
it. I just don't think that the ribbing looks good on me, but I do like I like racer back maxis, because I think I have nice shoulders.
You do.
If someone can have nice shoulders, I've got them.
No, I've seen girls without nice shoulders. They're kind of like running back looking shoulders. You're like, oh, poor girl. And it's bone structure. It's not anything else.
Right.
So, anyway, that was my H&M kid experience. So, biological clock did not get affected, but I did feel like I was like, oh, I'm such a loser.
I think because a lot of my friends, or like, I hate to call them friends, acquaintances on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, are at the age where they're having babies, so I just keep seeing babies.
Oh, goodness, yes. And that brings us to our first topic.
Biological clock chicken. I'm ready.
I got some friends on Facebook. Which, again, not friends, but...
acquaintances. We need, like, a new category. Like, you've got friends, and then you've got Facebook friends.
Yeah.
There's, like, a whole different definition there.
And then you're friends with them on Instagram because it pulls from your Facebook, and then when they see you're on Instagram, they follow you, and I always feel the need to follow them back. And so you see their pictures, like, twice.
Yes. I was thinking that today. Like, I was like, now I know. Remember how you were saying I'm never on Twitter? Mm-hmm. I understand now why, because on Twitter, people post the same thing that they post on Facebook and Instagram.
And I'm trying to not do that.
So, like yesterday was the only time I posted pretty, like, I try to post my things on Instagram daily for my 100 happy days, but I don't post them to Facebook because I'm like,
right.
Well, I don't even want to see it twice. and it's my picture.
I try doing that with our pages, too. Like, yesterday... Yeah. I had a different picture on the two girls and bottle of wine for Mother's Day than I did on my page and on Wrinkled Sheets because I'm the same way. I see the same picture multiple times. So I'm trying to get better unless it's a picture I really like.
Right.
And then I post it everywhere. And I've gone through my Instagram and unfollowed people that I'm like, I see them plenty on Facebook.
Well, I've just noticed that I don't go on Facebook as much now.
Right. I get bored. And I want to read other people's lives. I know we've said that's unhealthy. But anyway, we found some of the most annoying kinds of parents on Facebook. And I bet you're going to hear these and be like, yeah. Or you're probably going to guess them before we even talk about them. But I did think it was very fitting after Mother's Day, for Pete's sake. You know? All right. So starting with number 11 is the gratuitous picture poster. We start with an old fan non-favorite, the mom or dad who posts way too many pictures of their kids. Look, we get that becoming a parent is a life-changing event and you want to record and share your precious new addition with everyone, and a lot of people say they want their family to see the pictures. Create an email distribution list. Keep them off of Facebook. Maybe 1 out of 10 pictures put on Facebook, you know? What do you think?
So, I just think that, I've been trying not to be, because, you know, I'm not about the social media like everyone else is. I'm trying not to be that girl that posts, you know, like, Joey and I all the time, or, like, the things we're doing and stuff like that. But I guess I can understand how when you're, I was looking back at Facebook, for instance, and I'm like, well, this is so cool because I have to go to one-stop shop for all my memories for the past, like, so many years.
You could do that with Snapfish.
Right, but Snapfish, if you don't order something every year, it's not free anymore. Oh, a lot of those that. A lot of those services, if you don't order a product from them at least once a year, it's mm-hmm. no longer free. So I guess I can understand how, or I guess I should say why.
You're sticking up for the gratuitous no, Facebook.
No, I'm not sticking up for the gratuitous. Oh my gosh. But
I can't believe you're doing that.
What I was going to say is a solution is, so I was reading, I actually found this on Pinterest, about as soon as your kid is born, creating like a Gmail account for them.
Uh-huh.
And then you can store all their memories in a Gmail account. Just log in like once a month, check it to make sure there's no like spam stuff, which if you're not signing up for anything, it shouldn't get spam.
Right.
And then when your kid gets to like 18, you can give them the password and it's theirs. Like they now have all of their lifelong memories. I thought that was like a really good idea.
That is.
And so I've started like creating a folder in my email for like, you know, things that I want to save. So like important posts from like Facebook, mm-hmm. like especially when Joe and I got engaged, like ones I wanted to save and just have, or like pictures. I've started just creating these folders where I can just have this. And it's like,
I have folders in my email all the way back to 2005 mm-hmm. with pictures and stuff like that. Yeah. So I do that.
So I think that's just the reason behind it, is that it's an easy place to keep memories. It honestly is, but I'm definitely not sticking up for them.
Mm-hmm. All right, number 10.
Your actual parents. So, this is a sore subject for me.
I didn't mean to.
No, so I think that there are some parents who manage Facebook very well. And then I think that there are other parents who do not. And I hope I do not become one of those parents.
My dad doesn't know what the heck he's doing.
There's just like the ones who don't know what they're doing, or... like, not even, I mean, like, have you ever seen, like, the people, like, this is a prime example. Girlfriends do this a lot. The girlfriend that has to comment on every single thing that her significant other is, like, tagged in, posted, whatever.
Yeah.
To make her present. That drives me insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the constant tagging or liking or, like, any of, like, that drives me bonkers. And I'm just like, we get it. It clearly says dating so-and-so. You don't have to, like every single one of their things.
Right.
I can't tell you the last time Joey liked one of my Facebook statuses.
He got mad at me the one time I tagged him in one of our posts.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
He does not want to be involved in Ashley's Facebook life.
He gets mad at me. Like, I posted the picture of us at the baseball game. He got mad at me for that one.
Right.
So, like, I was really nervous when my dad joined Facebook. I was like, oh, this could go really good or really bad. But he's really good at it.
He posts some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
I like him.
And we play games. It's, like, our way of communicating now.
One of my... go-to photo albums in Facebook is called High Five for Randomness, and it's just random pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the very first pictures I posted was, like, of Hamburger Helper box.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's my dinner. Super awesome. And my dad posted, I know it might be fattening. I'm like, really? So now I'm, like, trying to go to that, and I want to delete that. But that is what I see every time I look at that album. Or, so like, you just post stuff like that, and I'm like, you're calling your daughter fat, basically.
Do you ever get the people that like something from, like, 2012? I'm like, were you stalking my entire life today? Like,
and then it pulls up in the timeline, so everyone else is like, oh, look at that, like.
Yep.
And then
I'm just like, really?
Five months later, it's finally back into the...
Exactly.
Oblivion. All right, the next one is the misinformer. I have had to Google many a things. There's always an alarmist in every group, but give overprotective parents individual media platforms,
oh,
and you
goodness.
Have a recipe for disaster when it comes to spreading misinformation about parenting topics. How many times have you seen a headline or meme that says something like, warning, Facebook can steal your pictures if you don't post this legal copyright?
Uh-huh.
And they all post it.
But I was going to say, that's one of the things that would make me nervous about posting my kids' pictures, is I don't want my kids' pictures out there.
Right. And I have friends like that. They're
yeah.
very limited, and I like them.
So I love this one.
Because it was on Grey's Anatomy last week. The humble bragger? Or the bragger something? Christina was interviewing people.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And she's like, the humble bragger.
And he was intense.
He was. So the humble bragger, because people who regularly brag, just that's a whole other subject. But the humble bragger is the horse... of a whole different color, and it's just obnoxious. It's really just like when you are trying to become across humble, but you're not. So
yeah.
Something it's like, I honestly envy the kids who aren't in the gifted, or parents with kids who aren't in the gifted and talented program. my son has so much extra work to do. Like, really?
Right.
Or I can understand that.
That's hilarious. All right, the one-upper. I don't like the one-upper in any way, shape, or form when it comes to life. But anything you or your kid can do, the one-upper and his or her can do better. We all know what the one-upper is.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Saturday Night Live skit with the one-upper.
Mm-hmm.
She was hilarious.
I know some one-uppers, and they drive me bonkers.
I know.
And I can't stand this one either. And we talked about this last week about how the know-it-all or unsolicited advice giver, I get really, really angry when people post advice to my Facebook wall. Like if I, or like on a comment, like if I wanted it, I would have flat out said, please, I'll put like a disclaimer, please give me your advice. Comments welcome, no advice needed. Thank you. That's going to be my Facebook disclaimer. I hate it when I get that like.
About me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That drives me crazy, the advice. They're like, and you'll see some people will be like, you know, do you have tips for this? Or like, if I put a picture of me holding my kid this way, I don't need you to tell me that that's not the proper way to hold my child. Thank you very much.
There you go.
I can Google that on my own.
You're hilarious. All right. The next one is the too cool for parenting parrot. I almost named this one the hipster parent because it seems there's always one parent on your friends list who thinks he or she is too cool for the rat race that is parenthood. Well, most of the parents you know are mirrored down in explosive diapers, babies who never sleep, and a Chicago Cubs level drought when it comes to the sexy time. This clown seems to be doing everything but taking care of kids. And it's like, wait, I've seen these people, like, they're super active and fun pictures, and I'm like, wait, that's a kid, that's theirs. I don't understand.
Well, I think these are the ones who are doing things without their kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And so then you're like, wait a second, they have a kid? Like, who has custody?
I feel like that's going to be Joey and I.
What?
But I feel like we'd...
Your dad just had a heart attack.
I feel like we would be the ones that would have our kids with us for part of them, but... I think that Joey and I are going to still be the couple that goes out and does stuff, just the two of us.
Good luck with that.
My parents managed to make it work.
Right.
That's why Grandma lived around the corner, and we spent weekends there.
There you go. Good job.
I think it's important.
Your parents are in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and you're in Colorado.
They'll be retiring soon.
And they want to move here?
My mom will move wherever I am.
Gotcha.
My dad, on the other hand, is going to need some work. But hey, I'll take just my mom if she wants.
There you go.
So the next one is the complainer.
Oh.
How do you...
I've never
seen, like, the parenting complainer. Oh, yes, I have.
I have not blocked, but you know how you can say, I no longer want to see these posts?
Yes.
I have done that with several parents that I'm just like...
Understandably so.
Obviously, I knew I was going to be that person, so I didn't have kids.
So, I'm just putting this out there. I feel like the people who complain about not getting sleep or I can never get a break, you're getting your break. You're just choosing to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, don't complain to me that you can't get sleep, because if you have time to be on Facebook, you have time to sleep.
Yes.
Like, I probably will not be on Facebook for 6 months of my child's life.
My friend Amanda, my goddaughter's mother, mm-hmm. never on Facebook. I'm like, you should post more.
She's like, yeah, have some kids. And
oh, the next one is the crafty parent. These are the ones that Pinterest their life away. And then they post everything they see on Pinterest after their kid does it.
I really want to be that parent.
I have one friend that's like that, and she's amazing.
I just want to, like, have the time.
It doesn't annoy me at all. I'm like,
yeah.
Wow, you really made it work.
Yeah, good like, job. I don't know that I'd post it, because I could see how, like, I could be like, are you kidding me? Mine did not come out half as good.
Right.
But I want to just have the time to be able to do that.
Yeah, she's very lucky.
And this one kills me. This one has made me question whether or not I want to have children. The TMI parents, the ones who are like, I don't need to know all that stuff.
Right.
And, like, the people who ask for advice, I get it. You know, we all have friends that are parents.
Get a nurse friend. Or get
right. Or, like, text them. Yeah. Join a mommy group. There's WebMD. There's thebump.com. Like, not everyone on Facebook has kids, and we don't want those nasty details, because you're preventing us from wanting to have kids.
Right. And the final one is the perfectionist. Here they are, numero uno on the hatred list. They're rich, and they have a nice house with an eco-friendly luxury car parked in the garage. There's a picture of the mom seconds after giving birth, naturally, of course, and at home with no makeup, looking like a supermodel. The dad is uber successful, routinely runs marathons for charity, and once used as a movie double for Brad Pitt. We get it. You're perfect. Stop flaunting it.
That's gonna be Joey and I.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to slap you.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I always look at that, like, pictures, like, after, you know, like, when, like, right after birth, and I'm like, when did you have time to put makeup on? Like, did you know your baby was coming? Because I hear it comes pretty quickly. Like,
right. I had a friend that had a baby, one of my first friends to have a baby that I knew, and she called me, like, 20 minutes afterwards, and I was astonished by that. I couldn't imagine a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, she called me, she's like, oh, the baby was born. I'm like, from who?
Like, no, like, I'll have pictures because you need those memories, but no one's ever going to see them because I imagine I'm going to be a hot, sweaty, nasty, gross mess.
Yeah.
And if you're not, like, you're a freak. That's all you're I can on say. Drugs.
You're on the good stuff. Okay, so speaking of all these postings, I don't think a lot of people really know what can happen to their photos when they go online. So we're going to share some things to know when posting photos online. Go ahead and start.
So the first one is obvious. I think kind of obvious.
Right.
Photos posted online can be stolen. Catfish people.
Right.
Companies can just use them in advertising.
One of our friends, Christy, when she posts a photo, she posts, please do not steal this. How legit is that?
I mean, I guess it gives her the right to
go after them
if something was to go wrong. Like, I don't think you or I would have the right to go after someone if they took our picture.
And I'm okay with it.
Like, I, for instance, a good example is Tumblr. Do you ever look at, like, Tumblr? Mm-hmm. And I think, where do all those pictures come from? Because they're clearly not the same person, so you're getting them
right
from some, you know.
I think Tumblr's a little shady.
I think Tumblr's a lot shady.
I've heard some stories. Like, they're bad.
For a while now, they had, like, a disclaimer when you
first
go up there.
The second one, photos can reveal identities and locations. This should be a no-brainer, but pictures of yourself can reveal more information than you might think. Snaps taken with phones may contain GPS information tags that reveal location information, and pictures taken in front of homes, schools, etc. may make it easy for others to know where you live.
Yeah, and that's why I have my location. Like, you'll see when I post pictures, like, my phone, my location is off.
And I typically do that.
Unless I specifically want to tag the police, like if I'm at a Mets game, like a baseball game or something, you know.
Before Steve and I started dating, we were friends on Twitter, and he direct messaged me once, and he was like, do you know your location's on? And I didn't at the time. I was like,
yeah.
No. He's like, look, I know exactly where you're at, and you must be home because you're in a residential. I'm like, oh, crap.
It's creepy.
Yeah. All right, next one.
The next one is privacy settings and what they do. And I think that's really, really, a huge thing. So, you know, you've got these default settings, but how many people actually take the time to look at the other setting options? Because I think the default ones are very loose. You know, Facebook has the option for just friends, friends of friends, completely unsearchable.
They've made it easier. Like,
customized.
It was kind of hard to set your settings, but now when you post, you can change it every single time to just friends or public and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't know for a little while on Instagram that you can have it where people have to request, you know, your profile is locked, and I went and did that too because I just don't want random people.
I gotcha. It makes sense. The next one is know your friends. You should always be careful with who you add as a friend on social media sites. I'm bad at this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I don't know 50% of my friends. Like, I'll see people in public and they're like, oh, we're friends on Facebook. And that's all because of Steve. And he's a public person and I just accept whoever.
Joey and I call them our spring cleaning Facebook list. So we go through and clean out our friends at least once a year.
Am I still on there?
Okay. All right. Like,
checking.
I mean, just people that I'm like, why was I ever, you know? Or like one of those, like, you know, spur of the moment, like you hung out with them and they had maybe like taken a picture and you're like, oh yeah, I'll be friends with you because I really want to see that picture.
Right.
And then like 2 years later, you're like, who? Exactly.
Yeah.
The next one is, of course, use your common sense, which is not so common, unfortunately, but I mean, think about what you're posting before you post it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's definitely, I mean, it's a lot harder to take something off social media once it's on there.
It is. I'm horrible at proofreading. So I know this firsthand because I'll post it and then I'll proofread it. And I'm like, crap, I spelled that wrong. And then I have to delete it and it's a mess. Be careful with blogging sites. We just said this, like Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they could be shady.
They definitely can.
And then the last one?
As don't be afraid to tell others how you feel. Yes. So, you know, if you see someone sharing your pictures or, you know, someone's posting things about you, don't be afraid to ask to take it down.
My profile used to be public on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother had that difficult conversation with me. I was like, we don't really want our son's face available to anyone. Because I guess right. They were having issues with his wife's ex-boyfriend or something. And I was like, I think I'm private. I wasn't at all. Well, like, there was no private.
I have it too where, because you know how, like, I can go up there and throw pictures of anybody I want that I took online.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really, and this is not a sneaky thing. This is just I don't want
right
something up there of me that I don't approve of. So anytime somebody posts anything to my Facebook, I have to approve it. I have it set up that way. And you can, mm-hmm. you know, even, I mean, things as simple as like nobody can write on your wall without you approving it.
Right.
So.
Is that high maintenance?
It depends how many people write on your wall or tag you in things.
Like for your birthday, do you undo that posting or undo that?
So status? I've gotten it now where people, since it's a lot easier to just like delete someone's mm-hmm. post, I have my wall where anybody can post without my approval, but pictures, if I'm tagged in a picture or if somebody posts a picture to my wall, I have to approve those. That makes sense. I don't want somebody posting like, you know, like, I don't know.
I got you. No.
Like my brother and sister on Facebook, my dad is on Facebook. I'm not saying that I do anything bad, but like there are nights that are a little bit foggy.
Pictures should not be shared.
And I might not want to share those pictures. Exactly.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to head on out of here. We'll be back next Tuesday after you get back from
Alabama.
You have so much going on in your life. Steve's like, well, why is she out next Monday? I'm like, I don't remember. It's either camping or it's Alabama.
Yeah.
The and night, then you it's have like, New York coming up.
I literally have Alabama, Mountains for Memorial Day, my birthday.
Yeah.
I think I get like a week break. Then I'm back east. Then it's 4th of July. And we're halfway through summer already.
So she comes in today and she's like, I'm so stressed. I have so much to do. And we over-recorded. Like, we're at like 33 minutes. So I'm wasting more of your time.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a waste.
Send her on her way and we'll be back next Tuesday with bells on. And we already have what we're going to talk about. Give us a summary. Just a brief.
Fashion stuff.
Fashion. We're going to talk about fashion. Yes. So come back for some fashion next week. Bye.
Bye.